Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. A Gemara at the end of Tainus. And again, according to many opinions, it already starts in Adar Aleph. But everybody agrees, there's no doubt about it, that it definitely goes into Adar Sheni. So I'm going to take this opportunity to try to understand, how do we achieve Ribui Simcha, to increase our Simcha? Again, we need Simcha the whole year round. But what about Adar Sheni? There's an increase in Simcha in Adar Sheni that's supposed to have an impact and overflow in the entire year. I always encourage people to come, you know, face to face and enjoy the experience of, you know, Shehei Einecha Roem Es Pnei Morecha. But if those who cannot come and are listening on Zoom, please, by all means, David will relay your question to me. What I decided is to see if I could find some sort of an insight based on the Torah of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson on Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. And I found, and I was very excited, an article here, an essay for this week's Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, from Rav Elio Atiya Shlita. And it's all based on Likutei Maharan, Torah Chaf Dalet. So we're going to try to understand a variety of ways or methods of achieving Simcha, Ribui Simcha. How do we achieve that goal? And it's the exact opposite of the month of Av, where in Av we have Miut Simcha, and during Adar we have Ribui Simcha. And hopefully if we can achieve Ribui Simcha, then in that Zchus, we'll be able to be Mamshich, we'll be able to stretch out that Simcha and have it spread throughout the entire year. And the famous statement of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov in Torah Chav Dalid, in the second section, Mitzvah Gedola Lios B'Simcha Tamid. We shouldn't think that the Mitzvah of Simcha only applies during the month of Adar. And now we have to sort of, you know, link up during Adar Sheni, following Rosh Chodesh Adar last week into Simcha, but really the mode of Simcha is something that we require Tamid the whole year round. But during this month, there is a special emphasis on Simcha. And hopefully if we can achieve Simcha during this month of Adar Sheni, then we'll achieve Simcha the whole year round. It'll spill over. Now, as you know, in the works of Kabbalah, there are 10 spheros. And the highest point on this entire spectrum of 10 spheros is called Keser, which means the crown. So what we're going to try to do is we're going to start with Keser, and we're going to see if from Keser we can achieve Simcha. Now, the first level, which is called Keser, is directly connected to Shabbos. With regard to Shabbos, the pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi in Perek Nunches says, V'karosol Shabbos oneg, V'oz tis'aneg al Hashem. And all the psukim that deal with oneg Shabbos tie up and connect to the mitzvah of Kiddush. We have a mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. And Kiddush is going to set up a beautiful Su'udah of Shabbos. And during the course of the Su'udah, we're going to experience Simcha. We're going to experience Oneg. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar is quoted as saying, Ashrei chelko shel oso tzadik shezocha l'zeh. How fortunate is a great tzaddik who achieves Simcha. I don't think I've seen you in, how long is it? About a year or 2 years?
I haven't seen anybody in 2 years.
It's got to be a year. No, am I exaggerating? Oh, it's only 5 months. It feels like a year. And you've been in Denver since then?
Yeah.
The entire 5 month period? Wow. So if you're following in this photocopy, we're on the right column, in the last major paragraph on the right column. And the Zohar is quoted as saying that how fortunate is a great tzaddik who achieves the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, because the Pasuk describes it, Oz Tis'aneg al Hashem. It doesn't say tisaneg im Hashem, but rather al Hashem. So what does that mean, al Hashem? Very difficult to translate that. Says the Zohar that through the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, we can achieve and arrive at a place, a location, which is Elyonim v'tachtonim nimshachim imenu. It's like the higher worlds reach a point and the lower worlds sort of elevate themselves to that point in which they connect with the higher worlds. It's the connection point between the worlds of the Elyonim and that of the Tachtonim. And there's a certain desire to reach that level, to Avim Lioso Makom. We have a, you know, we sort of crank it up. We really have a certain urge to reach that place of Oz Tisaneg Al Hashem. And the Zohar quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ayin Yavo Ezri, where is my help coming from? I want to reach that level of that place where the Elyonim and the Tachtonim meet. And that's the place of Oneg Shabbos. And that reaches the highest level called Keter, Keter meaning the crown, which is the highest level. And this is where Shabbos could play a role, a special role in Chodesh Adar, because this is the month that we want to achieve Simcha. And Simcha is a very high intensive level. And through Shabbos Kodesh, we can reach the level of Oz Tisaneg Al Hashem, the great Oneg of Al Hashem. It's not just a physical pleasure, but it's a spiritual pleasure on the highest level. Ein b'tova l'mayla mi'oneg. The word oneg indicates the greatest tova, the greatest achievement of good. Now the word oneg, when spelled without an avav, as it appears in Tanakh, is made up of three letters. Ayin, Nun, Gimel. Now if you scramble it, the same three letters become Nega. Nun, Gimel, Ayin. So it's Ayin, Nun, Gimel, or Nun, Gimel, Ayin. And these are two opposites. They represent the two extremes on the spectrum. There's Oneg and there's Nega. So Rabbi Nachman in Torah Lamed Vav tells us that this sheds a light on a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk says, Mipi Elyon lo teitze haro'os v'atov. From Elyon, from the mouth of Almighty God, there will not be ro'os and tovos. What does that mean, ro'os and tovos? The evil and the good. Hashem Yisbarach no saying osios shebahem yesh koach. In the letters, there's a potential. And it's up to man to decide what to do with those letters. He can either organize them in the way that it's oneg, or the opposite, in the way that it's nega. Ha'adam holech u'mesader es ha'osios. It's man who will determine. The osios are sort of like the raw material. Now it's in the hands of man to decide how he wants to deal with these osios, in which direction does he want to use them. So he says, how are you going to organize these osios? The osios represents the potential, and man has to actualize the potential. And he says, if you focus on the tov, on the good in life, and the good in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you'll have a tziruf osios letova, which is oneg. If, on the other hand, chas v'shalom, he's not interested in focus on the tov, on all that's good, he looks for the evil, then the letters will be organized as nega. And nega represents the bottom of the barrel. It's sort of like the worst ra, and oneg represents the highest level of tov. And the question is whether he can achieve keter, which is the highest level, the crown, which is oneg. And then he'll be misanig el Hashem, since he's putting all his effort into seeking out Tov, he will reach the highest level of Tov, which is Keter. Zeh ha-makom hachi gavoa shel simcha. So when we start our process of looking for a method of achieving simcha during these days, and it'll spill over for the rest of the year, we have to strive for the highest level, which is Keter. And that's the day of Shabbos. Shabbos, which is a day of oneg, it's a day in which we connect to the Almighty. We have a neshama yisera, and we get to Ein Sof, to the infinity of God. Then we achieve Oz Tis'anig El Hashem, and we achieve Keter. And therefore, when the Torah says, B'yom Simchaschem, which is in the parasha Baloscha, what is B'yom Simchaschem? The Sifri says, Yom Simchaschem, the day of your Simcha, Shabbos Kodesh. So Shabbos represents Simcha. You know, in Chassidim, in the Nusach Sfarad, it says, B'yom Simchaschem. Shabbos is described as Yom Simchaschem. It's all based on this Sifri, that Yom Simchaschem is a reference to Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Simcha. Correct. According to the Sifri, there's Simcha on Shabbos. In Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't have Simcha on Shabbos, except for Musaf. But that's because Musaf is Lifnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. But according to the Sifri, correct, even on Shabbos there's Simcha. And perhaps the greatest level of Simcha is called Yom Simchaschem, which is Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, through Onig Shabbos, we reach this highest level of Keter, and that's Oz Tisanig El Hashem. Now, we're going to take a look in Rabbi Nachman in Torah Yud Zayin, and there he says that on Shabbos we're required to reach a high level of Simcha. Tzorach l'smoach mi'od v'Shabbos Kodesh. And one time, Rabbi Nachman is reported as asking his outstanding disciple, Rabbi Nosson, did you achieve Simcha on Shabbos? And Rabbi Nosson says, Ani lefamim frum b'Shabbos, frum meaning religious. In other words, on Shabbos, sometimes he's overwhelmed by frumkeit. Frumkeit is yirat shamayim, in a level of fear. You know, he's afraid, maybe violated this malacha, you know, the 39 malachas and the rabbanans and shvusim and all the nuances. So he got involved in yira. So the Rebbe said, lo kachu. That's not the way of experiencing Shabbos. Shabbos should not be a day of tzittering, of shuddering, of yira. Ha'ikar b'Shabbos kodesh hu ha'simcha, Rabbi Nachman told him. Shabbos is not a time to be a frumi yid. Frumi yid meaning to be overwhelmed by the concern lest I violated a nuance of the halacha. That's not Shabbos. Shabbos is dedicated to simcha. And Rabbi Nachman says, Achshav yilecha mora shchora. He says, if you get too involved in the fear of chas v'shalom violating Shabbos, it'll be mora shchora. It'll be like a black day for you. You'll be in a state of despair. Here in Israel, they call it nervin. Nervin means when you have so much, your nerves are on end, you know, because you're so afraid of stepping in one direction or the other because you might violate the Shabbos. And therefore, you're not achieving the ultimate simcha. Teda shal yidea tainug v'asimcha shel Shabbos, magiyim liyira shamayim amitis. If you achieve simcha, don't worry about yira. The simcha itself will bring you up to the level of yira, of true yira. As the pasuk says, ivdu as Hashem biyira v'gilu bira ada. There's got to be gila. Gila is a level of simcha, a great level of joy and happiness. And from that level of joy, you will reach ra'ada, you'll reach yira. Ra'ada means shaking, you know, when you're nervous about something, that's called yira. But there are two levels of yira. There's one level of yira, which is a lower level of yira, fear of punishment. I'm afraid that if I violate the Shabbos in one way or another, nuances, then I'll be punished for that. That's a different yira. That's a yira on the lower level. That's not the yira that we're talking about that emanates from simcha. The yira that emanates from simcha is what's called yiras haromimus. When we have awe of the infinite God. And that's the Iker Simcha of Shabbos. Oz Tisanig El Hashem. The book of Shmos is divided into two parts. The second half of Shmos is dedicated 5 parshias to the Mishkan. And Chazal tell us that the avoda of the Mishkan does not override the Shabbos. In other words, even though the Torah dedicates no less than half the book of Shmos to the significance of building the Mishkan, nevertheless, Shabbos is greater than the Mishkan. We will not violate the Shabbos for the sake of building the Mishkan. And we would have thought that, on the contrary, if Mishkan means to bring the Shechina down into Klal Yisrael, then the avoda of the Mishkan is greater than that of Shabbos. So why is it that the avoda of the Mishkan is not docha the Shabbos? It doesn't trump and override the Shabbos. And the answer is because Shabbos has a power in it that's lacking in Mishkan. We're now in the last paragraph of page 1. What is the power of Shabbos Kodesh? It can lead to dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person becomes a kli, a vessel for Hashras HaShechina, for the Shechina to be Shora. And that achieves something that the Mishkan can't achieve. Although the Mishkan is also a place for Hashras HaShechina, v'yosili migdash v'shechanti v'socham, but that's only during the period of time in which the Mishkan as a structure is up and running. And then, v'yosili migdash v'shechanti b'socham, I will be shorim my Shechina in every single Jew. But it means that every individual Jew is required to create out of himself a Mishkan. He himself should become a Mishkan. He himself should transform himself into a kli for the Shechina to be Shora in himself. And that experience is going to be Shabbos. Shabbos is going to give us the ability to facilitate our making ourselves into a Mishkan Fashos HaShechina. And that achieves something even when there is no Mishkan. Even if after the Churban, the destruction of the Mishkan, each person can make himself into a kli, into a miniature Mishkan Fashos HaShechina. How does he achieve that? Through Shabbos. Ki Shabbos yesh las hakoach lahalos kol Yehudi. Shabbos has the power to elevate every single Jew l'madrega, to that level shehu bi'atzmo nasa mishkan. He himself becomes a vessel for the Shechina to be shore. And that's why even after the destruction of the Mishkan, you still have Shabbos to reach a higher level of Hashras HaShechina, where you yourself are transformed into a Mishkan, into a kli for Hashras HaShechina, and that's independent of the physical structure of the Mishkan. So even after the Churban. And that's why we don't override the Shabbos for the sake of building the Mishkan. As great of a mitzvah as building the Mishkan is, to bring down the Shechina into the Mishkan, but it's not as great as the Shabbos, because in Shabbos I transform myself into a Mishkan. Now there's another dimension of Shabbos, that the bayis, the house in which I live on Shabbos, becomes a Mishkan. He says that the walls of the house, the very wood, let's say you live in a wooden house, are the atzei ha-mishkan, are the wood of the Mishkan. And the shulchan, the table on which I eat, is the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach and the Shulchan are identified as one and the same. The Neros of Shabbos that we light every Shabbos are the menorah that we light in the Mishkan. So that Ner Shabbos, which we light L'Kovod Shabbos, becomes a menorah of the Mishkan. My entire house now is a Mishkan. We have the menorah, we have the Shulchan, we have the Atzei HaMishkan. And when we organize the Shulchan and we put our Lecha Mishnah on the Shulchan, then this becomes the Shulchan in the Mishkan of Lechem Aponim. You know, every week they organized 6 and 6 on the Shulchan. And now my Shulchan, where I organize my Lecha Mishnah, becomes the Shulchan. And he mentions the minug of having 12 chalas, keneged the 12 lechamim of the lechem haponim that was on the shulchan. So the shulchan of Shabbos is the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan. The shulchan is a mizbeach, as the Gemara says, Pasach HaKosav v'shulchan v'siyam v'mizbeach shenemar mizbeach eitz v'yidaber Eli zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. The Gemara derives from this analogy between the mizbeach and the shulchan that as long as the Beis HaMikdash was alive and well, was functioning, was active, was kayim, the mizbeach was mechaper. But after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the shulchano shel adam mechaper olav. The shulchan has the status of a mizbeach. That's why Yechezkel opens up the pasuk with mizbeach and concludes the pasuk with shulchan, because your shulchan is mechaper like the mizbeach. And even though during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the shulchan in the mikdash was mechaper, today that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, our shulchan serves as a replacement for the mizbeach and its mechaper. He says, therefore, on the bottom paragraph, on the right side, Mishenichnas Ador Marvin B'Simcha LaHarbos B'Simcha B'Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos, we should crank up our Simcha to a higher level of Biyom Simchaschem, the Sifri says, is a reference to Shabbos Kodesh. And during the entire year, we're Sameach B'Shabbos, but during the month of Adar, we have to increase the Simcha of Shabbos, to create an atmosphere of simcha on Shabbos in the bayis, because the bayis is now the Mokom HaMikdash. We don't have the Mikdash, but we have the bayis of Shabbos with the Shulchan, which is a replacement for the Mizbeach. V'zeh omer lo lahayir shum ha'ora al Shulchan Shabbos lo le'isha v'lo le'yiladim v'lo le'mishpacha. He says that sometimes we are critical of people. Even members of our family, a husband is critical of his wife, or a father of his children and other members of the family. That's not appropriate for Shabbos. Shabbos, we should have seudos of the mishpacha b'li shum kpedos, without being makpid, being, you know, objecting to someone else. So for example, you tell your wife, heaven forbid, the fish is not good. It doesn't taste good. And you get angry sometimes, chas v'shalom. That's a kpeda. That's inappropriate behavior for Shabbos. Shabbos is the day sherak mishabech u'mefayer es ha'isha v'aseyiladim. Only find the good. Only compliment your wife and your children. Build them up. That's the simcha of Shabbos. And being makpid and complaining and criticizing, that's antithetical to the simcha of Shabbos. The shulchan of Shabbos should be kulo simcha, completely simcha. And you and your wife should be like a melech and a malka, like a king and a queen. We should dress the big day kahuna l'kavod u'tiferes. We are like kohanim, that dress in a special dress which is kavod and tiferes. And even though a woman is sometimes very tired after all the work she put in the whole week long and certainly preparing for Shabbos, nevertheless, she should be very careful that on Shabbos she should dress in the finest big day kavod v'tiferes, not to be shlepedik. Habagadim hayafim shel ha'isha, the beautiful clothing of a woman on Shabbos, mekoman beikar habayis, it's to beautify the shulchan so that the husband and the wife together share this beautiful shulchan on Shabbos, and that will upgrade us to the level of simcha. That's all keter and kavod and tiferes. Now we get to the second level, which is called chachma, right? In the spheros, the top level of the sphira for us is chachma. For chachma, we require a little bit more work. And Rabbi Nachman says, Achshav nishma gzeros chas v'sholom al Yisrael. There was a certain year, about 2.5 centuries ago, 2 centuries ago, in which there were gzeros against Klal Yisrael. In the Russian Tsarist decree that the Jewish people would be called upon to serve in the army for 25 years, a draft for 25 years, a terrible gzera. There was no kosher food, there was no Shabbos, there was nothing. And it was right before Purim, and Rabbi Nachman declared, Hine holchim u'meshamshim u'boim yidea Purim ha'elu v'Yisrael meraktim. We have to dance on Purim, and we have to clap our hands on Purim, and this is going to achieve mituk ha'dinim. There are dinim, there are justice against, you know, harsh justice against the Jewish people with these decrees of the Tsar, and we're going to defeat that hard justice, and we're going to turn that bitterness of justice into sweetness through our experience of Simcha and Purim. And according to Rabbi Nachman, Mechias Kaf, when we clap and Rikudim, when we jump up and dance, these avenues or manifestations of Simcha, of joy, will be Mevatel, they will negate and undermine Dinim. And when the Tsar had this Gzera called the Funkanten, otherwise known as the Canton, and the whole purpose was to bring Klal Yisrael out of Kedushas Yisrael and send them into the army for such long periods of time. And Rabbi Nachman worked in that year very hard to try to be mevatel, to undermine these decrees, these terrible decrees. And he declared that the main way that we can undermine these decrees is through clapping our hands and dancing. And that level of simcha, of mechias chaf urikudim, will be mevatel gzeros. So the question that Rabbi Nachman asks is, how can I claim that the simcha of rikudim will be mevatel gzeros when the Gemara says in Tainus that we need to fast in order to bring about the bitul gzera, which fasting is antithetical to this experience of simcha, of rikud. So Rabbi Nachman has a principle that when there's avodah zara in the world, there's charon af in the world. There's the worshipping of idolatry brings a state of divine anger into the world. Bisman she'ein avodah zarah, is there charon af of avodah zarah even in the absence of idol worship? He says that the Gemara says in the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, kol adam shugas ruach ki ilu oved avodah zarah. So even if there's no actual idolatry in the world, however, anger and gas ruach, which is haughtiness, is considered like avodah zarah. As Shlomo Melech formulates it in Mishlei, Toavas Hashem kol gova lev. And the Torah describing Avodah Zarah calls lo tovi toeva el beisecha. So the word toeva refers both to haughtiness and to idol worship. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in Sota Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying, kol mizgaya ki ilu kofer beikar. If someone is high on himself, it's as if he denied God. So that's the mid of gaiva. We have to be very careful about the mid of gaiva. Kol aholech bekomas kufa ki udochek ragleas shchina. God says, I can't be together with a gas ruach. We can't share the same space. And avodah zarah, which is a way in which we banish God, chas v'shalom, is now replaced by gaiva. Gaiva is also like avodah zarah, and we sort of push God away. And therefore, Just like we said that when there's Avodah Zarah in the world, then there are Gzeros Ros, there's Charon Af, so too if there's Gaiva in the world, then that brings about, like Avodah Zarah, because Gaiva equals Avodah Zarah, this Charon Af. Hence the Gzeros of the Tsar of Russia. How do we get rid of Gaiva? Says Rabbi Nachman, we have to connect ourselves and cling to the tzaddik. When a person is dovuk b'tzaddik, and he implements all the advice of the tzaddik, all the recommendations of the tzaddik, he receives a ruach, a certain spiritual spirit, a ruach of the tzaddik. Says Rabbi Nachman in Torah Yud, Ha'ikar hu al yidei his karvus l'tzaddikim. Here we turn to page 3. To get close to the tzaddikim. The tzaddik has a ruach and he understands each individual. That's the greatness of a tzaddik. If he talks to Reuven, for example, and Reuven is a scholar, then he talks to him at the level of a scholar. If he's talking to Shimon, who's a balabas, he's not a scholar, then he adjusts his language to fit Shimon. If he speaks to a young child, he knows the language of a young child. His ruach, like that of Yoshua, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, is matima l'chol echad v'chad miYisrael. It's appropriate for each individual. So that a person could be dovek in a tzaddik, he could be close to a tzaddik, and he receives in his heart the ruach of the tzaddik, because the tzaddik is focused on him as an individual and understands him, so that the ruach of the tzaddik penetrates into the lev, into the heart of the individual who is dovek in the tzaddik. So Yaakov Avinu, for example, when it says that he heard the Besorah Tova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should go on his way and separate himself from the Rishoyim, it says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, and he lifted up his legs. What does it mean, he lifted up his legs? It's the legs that lift up the body. It's not the opposite, that the body lifts up the legs. So Rashi says, Naso Libo Es Raglov, his heart carried his legs. It means when a person is in a state of simcha, he becomes very light on his feet. If he's in a state, chas v'shalom, of atzvus, of despair, he's covered, he's very heavy on his legs. And that's why with regard to Paro, it says, kaved lev Paro. Paro's lev turns into kaved. When a person is a balgaiva, he's haughty, then he's covered. His lev is covered. But when a person is zochet to simcha, he's the exact opposite of covered. Covered means heavy, and simcha makes him cow. And he's so light that he can dance and lift himself up off the ground. He feels like he's flying through the air. That's a person who is overwhelmed by simcha. He's light. He's dancing in the air. He's literally, he's flying in the air. And that's why rikudim are through the raglayim. The raglayim are the lowest part of a person's body. And when he lifts up his raglayim, he is lifting up from the bottom up his entire body. And that's called hisromamus. I don't know how to translate the word hisromamus. It means to be uplifted. He's uplifted by the sanctity of the tzaddik. He's dovuk b'tzaddik. He has the true, genuine simcha. He's light on his feet and he's dancing. He's flying in the air. And that's because the opposite of simcha is gaiva. And ruach hatzaddik mevatelis mimeno es hagaiva. When he comes close to the tzaddik and the ruach of the tzaddik penetrates into his heart, he leaves all gaiva, all conceit behind. And what's left is simcha, is true, genuine simcha. And he could be mevatel himself to the tzaddik and gain from the ruach of the tzaddik, that's the ruach of simcha, which is a genuine existential state of happiness, and it expresses itself in the physical universe in clapping and dancing. So we started with the Shulchan of Shabbos and how much we enjoy the Shabbos. And now we get to the level of being mevatel oneself from gaiva. Lama adam meir ha'aros. Why does a person get very critical to others? It's because he thinks he's the best of them all. He builds himself up to the state of gaiva. But an adam ana v'shafel, if he's humble, then even if others don't fulfill and live up to this, his standards, that he might be disappointed. Like, for example, he comes back from shul in this case, and the table is not set. The children are not dressed properly for Shabbos. He doesn't feel like it's a terrible thing. Ki lo chaser, on the top of the left column, lo chaser sibot shasatan yachol laros et hasimcha b'Shabbos. If the Satan, the forces of evil, want to destroy and undermine your simcha, there are plenty of ways they can do it. But if he's aware of that, and he knows that it's the Satan who's trying to undermine and destroy his simcha, if he fights against the Satan with all his power to achieve simcha on Shabbos, Mimani Marutza, he can be satisfied with everything. He can see the fish that his wife served him and say, wow, it came out great. The meat tastes exceptional. Everything is Baruch Hashem B'Seder. And he achieves the Simcha of Al Tisanig El Hashem. And all this is because of the Anova and the Shiflus. When he breaks the Gaiva and he connects himself to the Tzadik. After Chachma, we get to the sphere of Bina. And that's where Simcha is. Eim habonim smecha. A mother represents the mid of Bina. The father is Chachma, the mother is Bina. So whenever it says the word ima, which means a mother, it's a reference, it's an allusion to the sphere of Bina. And that's where Simcha is. Simcha is in the Midah of Bina. So therefore the woman is really the source of Simcha. The Zohar says, Tshuva is in the sphere of Bina. How do we achieve Simcha? Through Tshuva. If a man is depressed, Rachmana Litzlan, in a state of Atzvus, that's called El Acher. It's as if he worships, chas v'shalom, a different deity. When a person sins, chas v'shalom, nofel b'chol mini bilbulim, the sin brings him into a state of confusion, into a state of atzvus, of sadness. Whatever sin a person violates, that sin brings a person to the state of atzvus. And if he wants to break out of the state of atzvus and achieve the state of simcha, he's got to do tshuva. He's got to remove the sin. What kind of tshuva are we talking about? There's a lower level of tshuva, which is called tshuva meyira. He's afraid of punishment. That's not going to bring him to a state of simcha. If a person's afraid of punishment, which is called tshuva meyira, then that's not going to bring him to simcha. What's going to bring him to simcha is a higher level of tshuva, which is called tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava brings to simcha. Says Rabbi Nachman in Torah Nun Dalet, Adam zochel is al yidei shmias kli zemer mimenagen kosher. If he listens to live instrumental music that's being played by a kosher Jew, that's going to bring him to tshuva. Take a guitar, begin to play for the sake of Hashem, and do tshuva. When a person is mevare ruach hatova, mitoch ruach necha. He is zoche to remove koach hamadame. Everything that happens to man in life is koach hamadame. It confuses us. We see the physicality, the finite nature of life. But if we remove the koach hamadame and we penetrate way beyond that external covering, and we mevarer and we reveal the ruach hatova, Oz yachal liskos l'tshuva shlema. That's when he can achieve tshuva. What's antithetical to tshuva is the koach hamadama that's going to bring him down. When he hears klizemer mimenagen kosher, when he hears this beautiful instrumental music from someone who's a kosher, he achieves simcha. And he achieves the simcha of tshuva, of bina, as we said before. Im shamata menagen v'lo hoyelcha hira tshuva, if you listen to the song of the instrumentalist and it didn't bring you to think about tshuva, as osh hashmir shalcha lo tova, either your ears are not, your sense of hearing is not healthy, or perhaps the menagen is not in each kosher. There was one occasion in which Rabbi Nassan showed up at a distant relative's wedding, and he traveled very high, very far. And when he came to the wedding, they asked him, why did you spend so much time to come to this wedding? This is not, you know, this is not usual for you. You're usually so involved in learning and teaching. He said that he was in a mood where he needed simcha. He felt that he was lacking, and he needed to upgrade and crank up his simcha. So he was looking for a wedding, and he remembered that his relative was getting married. So he went very far, and he traveled in order to be mesameach for simchas chos v'kala. And that brought him into a state of simcha. And when you go to a wedding and you hear the neginos, all the instrumentalists that are playing music, it brings you to a state of simcha if it's all done l'shem shamayim. And he quotes the poskim that allow you to hear recorded music. And it's not like listening to live music, which is a problem of Zeicha L'Churban. But we live in a generation in which, unfortunately, there's so much atzvus, there's so much despair. And it could bring us down. And people lose their sense of self and confidence in themselves. They feel that something is lacking in their lives. And that's a description of our generation. And therefore, we have so many psychological difficulties that are so common in our generation. When a person reaches a state of simcha, simcha is the ultimate trufa, the remedy for all machlos, for all diseases. And how great is the power of negina from an adam kosher, a tzaddik? Unfortunately, today, in our time, there aren't that many menagdim that are ksherim, but it's becoming more and more popular here in Israel. And that's as far as bina is concerned. So bina is connected to tshuva, and a chasan is nimchlu kol avonosav. And if the chassan himself is playing music, that's certainly an adam kosher because he has a mechila of all his avonos. Now, after keser and chachma, we get to bina. And after bina, we get to chesed. That's the next of the spheros. The Gemara tells us in Psachim that simcha is al yedei achilas basar ushtias yayin. We eat meat and we drink wine. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, the ikar, the main primary method of simcha was through bringing karbono shalmei simcha and eating the meat of shalmei simcha in Yerushalayim, the basar karbon. But mishacharev HaMikdash, nital tama basar. Wow. We no longer taste the real taste of meat after the Churban HaBayis. He gives an example here. They take meat, they shecht it, they freeze it, and it's frozen in minus 50 degrees. Then they take it out 6 months later to defrost it, and they cook it in a pot. And what's left of the original tam of basar after all the shake-up here? On the other hand, if you take basar tari, meaning right after shechita, the meat is fresh, and you eat it a day after the shechita, 2 days after the shechita, then you taste the meat. It has a tam miyuchad ma'od. And the meat that was brought on the karbon, as a karbon on the mizbeach, had a tam of kedusha. And therefore, that tam of kedusha can impact upon the person who eats that meat. And ikar simchu bebasar karbonos. This is the way we achieve simcha, through eating the meat of karbonos. Again, how does that help us bizman hazeh, when we don't have the mikdash? That's what's going to be the next section. We don't have time for this now, but from the section on the bottom right called Lishtos Yayin, and going on to the entire next column, he's going to discuss eating meat and drinking wine in our time, if it's done l'kvod Hashem Yisbarach in the proper purpose. Yayin Yisamach Lev Enosh, wine will give you joy, will bring you to a state of simcha, and that's through the midah of chesed. So I don't think we have time to finish this today. I'll just give you an idea of what he does here. After chesed, he has a whole section here about tiferes, which is the next sphira. And after that, netzach, and then hod. He goes through all the spheros and each of their deeper meanings and how they meant to bring you to a state of simcha, and how we could use these 10 methods during the month of Adar Sheni to increase our simcha and upgrade it to the highest level, which will then influence the entire year. So I give you these pages to take home as homework, and hopefully we'll learn about the 10 methods of simcha. We forgot to the third method. We have keter, chachma, bina, and we began chesed. And then we have tiferes, netzach, hod, yisod, and malchus. And that will give us 10 different methods of achieving simcha. But let's just review. We have the Shabbos, and that's keser, oz tesadig el Hashem. And on Shabbos, we reach this level of Ein Sof to a higher level of Romimus. And then we spoke about the table on Shabbos, the house on Shabbos. Every dimension of Shabbos is Mishkan, and we become a Kli of Hashra'as Hashchina. And that's the greatest simcha you could achieve, when you have that closeness to Hashem. So thank you for joining me today. It's good to see you after all this time, and we should be zochem mirtz Hashem to the simcha of Adar that will culminate in mirtz Hashem less than 2 weeks from now on Purim. Amen. Thank you so much.